Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Suella Braverman. I believe that's the correct pronunciation. So the news today, which came as a surprise to many, myself included, that she has crossed the floor, resigned from the Conservative Unionist Party after 30 years and joined Reform United Kingdom. Now, she'd been on defection watch for a year, but then I was beginning to think it wasn't going to happen. And indeed, it was the Times chief political correspondent. He also said he didn't see this one coming. I mean, there is at least one of the Conservative MP I think is going to defect, but I shall not name this person. So she is a major figure in the Conservative Party. She was Home Secretary. So that is one of the great offices of state. And she was a young Home Secretary. Is she the third woman ever to be Home Secretary? Therefore, she was in charge of MI5. You know, she had to physically sign permission, sometimes in the middle of the night, for them to do things, surveilling or breaking in places or whatever. That's her. So she's the third Conservative MP to join Reform UK in just 11 days. So Reform UK have got five MPs who are elected under their banner, plus these three defectors. That brings it up to 11. There was one other guy who was in Reform UK who's, you know, he's an independent now. So it's kind of 12 have come to them at some point. So there they are. That's their parliamentary delegation. So press conference was held saying she's been politically homeless for almost 2 years. So remember, she's a hardline Brexiteer. As a Home Secretary said, she dreamt of deporting people who came here illegally and so on. So Suella, known as Cruella at the bar, because remember, she was a highly successful barrister before she was elected public representatives. So it was obviously Robert Jenrick and Andrew Rosendale had defected prior to that. So she was someone who had prime ministerial ambitions. I think it's not going to happen now. So of all the second woman Reform UK MP and the first non-white one. So the Conservative Party now said that they knew that she was going to happen. It was just a question of timing. And just a few days ago, Kemi Badenoch began saying she's suspending the membership of a few suspects. They were going to investigate them. The names weren't revealed. Was Suella one of them? The interesting thing is, why did she do it now? Almost immediately after the election, she said this thing. And she also correctly said there is no way back for the Conservative Party unless it wins back half the Reform UK voters. There we are. Anyway, and the Conservative has made a statement saying it's to do with her mental health. They've since retracted that one. I mean, I've got no reason to believe that she's at all mentally unwell or something like that. So why is she doing this? Did she think she might be kicked out of the party anyway? It'd be very difficult to expel her without crystal clear evidence. So she says she's fallen out of the love of the party and that the Conservative Party had failed on Brexit. Well, why didn't she say so when she's in the cabinet? Collective ministerial responsibility. She was a cabinet minister right until the day their party was booted out of office. She's therefore personally responsible, because a cabinet minister, he or she is responsible for all areas of government activity. And, you know, the Home Secretary is one of the most responsible of all. Out of control immigration. That happened on her watch. The Home Office is answerable for immigration. So surely, I don't know how she is so brazen as to think she had any role in politics when she failed so drastically, even according to herself. And so on. So she said there's an effort to drive the right of the party out. So she represents Fareham and Waterlooville, which is in Hampshire. But that's not very fertile soil for the for Reform UK. So it's a very conservative constituency, you know, semi-rural, quite prosperous in the home counties. Where Reform UK do best is economically left behind places, particularly in eastern England. So, I mean, if she stands under Reform UK banner, she'll struggle to hold that one. Reform UK did quite badly under her. So remember, she was elected in 2015. She was Attorney General, and then she was Home Secretary and so on. So she screwed up that one very quickly by sending an official document using a personal email address. She fessed up to that, was sacked. Staggeringly, Rishi Sunak reappointed only 6 days later. But then he dismissed it from the cabinet because of an article that she published saying that the Metropolitan Police were biased in the way they handled this pro-Palestinian protest. She's ferociously Zionist, has applauded all the Israeli atrocities. It may be because her husband's Jewish, not that that's bad or good. Anti-Semitism is, of course, despicable, whether it's directed at Jews or Arabs or anyone. So there we go. So Nigel Farage has, as indicated, he's spoken to her for more than a year about this possibility. If it really was a principled decision, why did it take her so long? Though she hadn't quite made up her mind. And he's previously described as being useless as a Home Secretary, and crime increased under her watch, and so on. So there she has failed. Now, a political party would almost always represent welcome a new MP, unless that person is just so toxic he or she would damage the brand. Over 20 former Conservative MPs have joined that party. Remember, the Conservative Party had something like 360 MPs at the previous election, but I mean, only 20 have joined, previous ones have joined, only three serving ones have joined. There's, you know, that's a 23 out of something like 360. That's not a huge amount. So there we go. Obviously, it's a bit of a loss. You don't want to lose MPs as a Conservative Party. On the other hand, she's a potential rival to Kemi Badenoch, who's gone. Is it good news for Kemi Badenoch, or does that show failing leadership from her? So some of the standard bearers on the right have gone. So Suella Braverman, I mean, I don't think people warm to her. She seems uptight, rather malicious, heartless. So in that sense, not a great loss to the Conservative Party. But will she stand in her current seat? If she does, say she probably won't win. We'll try and find a winnable seat. But all these Johnny-come-latelys, why should they be favour over true believers when the party a long time ago? And ironically, these defections have come just as Reform UK's poll rating is going down. They peaked at sort of 34% of the polls, maybe now 28% of the polls, not that far ahead of the Conservative Party. So say, might be the same trajectory as the Social Democratic Party in the early 1980s. Well, look, they're going to run away with the next election, the run-up to 83, but went down and down and down. There was also the Falklands factor, which really boosted the Conservative and Unionist Party. So we're going to see what's going to happen to Suella and Braverman. But the timing is interesting. I wonder whether it's because of Kemi Badenoch's purge. And because of what a time to release it, sort of mid-morning on Monday, you might want to release it, you know, as I say, Sunday. So it runs all day Sunday, a quiet news day, particularly this time of year. And then Monday, first thing, yeah, that's there. Right, so what do you think? So she's been greeted by Nigel Farage, addressed the party faithful. Were there negotiations going on that, okay, if you do this, we'll put you on my top team. I'll make sure you get to be a candidate here or there, and so on. So goodness, and maybe Kemi Badenoch's people question her, have you had any contact with Farage? Have you discussed effective Reform UK? Are you guaranteeing you're going to stay in the party? And maybe that pushed her over the edge. But is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Tories? You wouldn't want to lose an MP. You wouldn't want to strengthen the opposition. On the other hand, if she is rotten, you want to get rid of her. So it's difficult to say. Right. So thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Will she resign and force a by-election? I doubt it. When people defected on the Tories to UKIP, both did it. There's no talk of these current Reform UK MPs doing it. Bye-bye.